Go ahead and state your name and your current title, if you could.
Karen Avery Miller, and I am a professional genealogist.
All right, fantastic. So I see here on the press release that you are going to be conducting a genealogy sleuthing lecture. I believe that's taking place on Saturday, August 6th at 10 a.m. Tell us a little bit about the class.
Well, it's a time for everybody that is thinking about doing genealogy, or maybe they've already started, or maybe they're way down the road on their search and they've run into a brick wall. So it's just a time to come and ask questions, and I will share information about how to get started, the various records that they'll need or they'll be coming across. And also what's important to me is why you really should do family history and get your genealogy down so you can hand it on to your descendants, your next generation.
Absolutely. And I know that just for me personally, I don't know very far back into my family history. So the people who get involved, do they need to bring anything or do they have to have any certain information?
No, they don't. They just need to come and basically listen. Although one of my, something I feel very strongly about is they should seek out other genealogical lectures and workshops. Best way to learn is by listening to those who have done it and those who can help you on the spot. So no, they don't need to bring anything this time. Just come and listen. They can take notes if they'd like, but other than that, we're just going to talk and I'll answer questions. I think the best way to learn sometimes is when somebody does ask a question, because that's exactly what's on their mind, and until you answer that, they kind of have a hard time moving past sometimes.
Right. Now, how did you get into genealogy?
Well, I did like a lot of people. I started way too late in one regard, although I did start relatively early. Compared to some people, I started doing this about in my 40s. But when I say I started late, it was because my family has a pretty long longevity in their lifespan, and I waited till after my grandfathers had both passed away, and they lived till they were 90, and past 90, and to several of my great aunts and uncles had passed away. Had I started asking questions before that, I would have saved myself probably a few years of research and also had some really important personal facts from them. So I just started in and started digging and following the path as best I could. And it's an addiction. Once you start, your eyes will either glaze over because you're not interested, or you'll be so addicted you can't put it down.
Right. I feel like I would be the one that was very interested in the topic.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I bet. Just going back, as far as you can to just kind of see, where your family branches off to. Why do you think that this is important for people?
I personally feel it's important for me. I just like knowing from where I came. I like knowing about my ancestors' lives. It makes no difference to me whether they were prominent or not prominent. I mean, a farmer is wonderful. A colonial governor is wonderful. It doesn't make any difference. They're all my ancestors. And just following their path, their migration. Mine ended up, I'm from Carrollton. I was born and raised in Chillicothe. I was born in Chillicothe and raised in Carrollton, so I'm from this area. And being able to follow the migration path and learn what happened to them along the way, I just think it's really exciting. And I think it's good for everybody. I think it gives you a whole different perspective on life.
Absolutely. Now, in all of these years that you have been searching and kind of digging, what are some of the most interesting things that you've found?
Well, I find kind of some odd things interesting. For one thing, I have an ancestor, Tristan Coffin, who bought Nantucket Island from Thomas Mayhew, who once owned Martha's Vineyard. And an interesting thing I ran across was Tristan and his wife, Dionys, owned a tavern, and she was charging too much for her brew, and it was home and naturally.
Hmm.
She went to court and proved that her brew was worth more because she put more in than the others, and she won. And women in the 1600s didn't go to court and win. They didn't go to court, period, hardly, and they didn't win. So I thought that was fun and interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is Saturday, August 6th, 10 a.m., and this is at the Friends of Arrow Rocks first Saturday. Where's this at? Oh, in the
Saturday
auditorium.
Lecture.
Okay. At the
it's in the auditorium
center.
At the visitor center.
Got
the
it.
State Park.
Okay, fantastic. Now, do people need to register? Is there a fee?
No, it's free. It's first come, first serve as far as seating. And our lecture series almost always fill up. So I wouldn't wait and get there too late. But no, it's free to the public.
Okay. Fantastic. Maybe I'll see you there. I would like to learn about my history.
I hope so.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Karen, for your time and your information. And we'll get this out as soon as possible. And hopefully we'll have more people show up.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.